The Podfix Network.
Record. Check 1, 2. Jim, another one. Jim, another one. Hey, hey, hey. Mic check 1, 2. 1, 2. Hey, hey. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2. 1, 2. 2, 2, 2. There I am. Check 1, 2. Ha, 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 ha. That was a funny joke, Chris. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2. You got to check the mic, bro. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. Listeners, I don't know if you'll believe me, but I actually am joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you?
Dude, I am road weary, smoked heavy, and ready to record some freaking audio gold.
I don't think you did this on purpose, but I mentioned this in the last episode. You missed the entire month of June.
Did I really? I suck.
Yes. You didn't appear on a single episode of our show for the entire month of June.
That sucks, man. That sucks. I appreciate all of the stand-ins. So you have all done phenomenally. Things are on the up. They are definitely on the up. But I have been out of the office for so long. So Studio Austin has been closed for the month of June.
And you missed an entire month of plugging our sponsor, Sundays for Dogs.
Sundays for Dogs? Damn it.
And I don't even have a dog. You're the one with a dog.
I have two.
Right. But I'm saying I have no dogs. You at least have a dog.
I know.
And I remember reaching out to you saying, hey, do you want to use this sponsor or that sponsor? And you chose. You got to choose. And then you weren't around to help promote them.
Oh, man. I'm a real diamond in the rough. Am I not, Toph?
Most certainly. I'm going to give you one more opportunity before we start the show to make it up to the listener.
Okay.
Because just real quickly, rattle off where you've been the last 30 days.
What? Okay.
I mean, just do the best you can. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Okay. London, Madrid, Austria, Chicago, Dallas, and many more. Pittsburgh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a chance to make it up to the listener. Surely, if not this episode, you've come home with some audio gold from those trips.
I did come home with audio gold.
Yes. Okay.
There's one that I'm going to say live on the show, though, because that was way, way too much fun to just leave as a message. I did a teaser message, but like I that's one story I want to tell on air.
Okay. Well, just for the record, you have not sent me any audio.
I know. I had to do voice memos as if they were calls.
Okay. Don't worry. But you're promising me and the listener you're going to send that audio, and in future episodes we're going to hear all your gold from your traveling.
Yes, there was a lot of strife and gold in this, but yes.
That's how it works. That's how we do it, Adam. That's how it's done.
I know.
There's no gold in smooth traveling. None whatsoever. And you know that. That's been well established on the show.
Well, I'll give you two fun nuggets. London Heathrow and the Madrid Airport. Those are just teasers.
Oh, okay. All right. I was waiting for you to add something. Yep, all right,
just,
well, good enough.
Just teasers. Yeah.
Good enough. Okay, great. Well, I mean, I would assume that the listeners are with me in saying that we have great anticipation of that.
Well, you know, there's a few things we haven't ever circled back to, like Adam's Paranormal Corner. We got to do this road trip audio diary. There's a few things we have on the docket that, you know, I promise we'll make every effort to get to.
Well, okay. Well, then to that point, I'm going to save. I have something else that we teased the listener a long, long time ago, but I'm not going to say it here. I'm going to actually wait till next episode. Because there's something else that we have to hold you to that you still haven't delivered on.
Oh, man, I already know what that one is.
Okay, all right, well.
It's a developing case, okay?
Say no more. We'll discuss it at the top of next show. And with that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar special days so everyone knows what to celebrate. Now, Adam, I'm going to get into this like we normally do, but the one thing we are going to celebrate is your return to the show.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yes, you missed an entire month. You missed a bunch of show milestones.
Again?
Yes. Yes, yeah. The abandonment issues that you've caused with me and our audience is immense.
I accept full responsibility.
So let's get into this. So today, perhaps... Oh, you might be welcoming this after all your insane travels. National Simplicity Day.
I don't even know the middle. I don't even know what that middle word means, my friend. So.
Just day. You're just having a day.
Today. Yeah, I don't know what that word means.
Okay, well, tomorrow is National Different Colored Eyes Day.
Ah, heterochromia.
Mm-hmm. Max Scherzer. Probably future Hall of Fame MLB pitcher, has two different colored eyes.
That's so cool.
Among other notable people. But so Tuesday is paper bag day.
It's listed on my sheet as paper bag day. So I was like, we should make this Pope bag day. And you carry along a little pocket Pope with you all day.
Well, it's funny you would say that because the Pope is actually in the news because there's a rumor that Pope Francis might resign.
Again, two in a row? Resigned? Boy,
yes.
The papacy is in hard times.
Yes, so maybe this is Pope Bag Day.
Like Pope Can't Day.
Pope Getting Sacked Day.
Ah, there it is. That's the one. That's the joke.
Yeah, thank you. Wednesday is Cow Appreciation Day. I can get behind that.
R.I.P. my dog Cal, who was one of the greatest in the world.
Mm, yeah. Plus you barbecue. And barbecue comes from the cow.
Every freaking chance I get.
Mm-hmm. Thursday is, National Nude Day.
Yeah, right. I celebrate that every day.
Excellent. Friday is Pet Fire Safety Day.
Well, Toph, only you can prevent forest fires. So, take a bite out of that crime. I'm gonna grow up the crime dog.
And on Saturday, we will wrap up this week of terrific celebrations with Adam. National Personal Chef's Day.
You know, you're touching on a soft spot here, buddy.
Another long-standing tradition on this very show is us, on this day, checking in with you regarding both the past and the current status of your personal chef.
Well, it's not looking too good, honestly, for this guy, you know?
Oh, no. Now, wait a second. Now, in the past, first of all, you've cycled through many personal chefs.
Well, yeah.
And usually it's over... In most people's opinion, insignificant issues. You've gotten rid of many personal chefs over very trivial matters.
I don't think I should have to tell you more than once how I like my coffee.
Okay. So is that what happened to your most recent personal chef?
It's a very simple process. I want a very specific bean unroasted from a certain place in the world. Then I want him to roast the bean in a certain type of way. Then I want him to prepare my cup in a certain way. And I want the just right amount of cream in my coffee. And if you can't do that simple task, I don't know what you're doing here.
Did you fire another personal chef?
Maybe. His last day is on Saturday.
Okay, well, I mean, if we're going to be consistent and celebrate this day properly, then it has to be with the firing of another personal chef.
But if you ask me, he fired himself, okay? I have very, very clear instructions.
See, I would have been very sad if you would have missed this episode.
Yeah, I know.
We can't properly celebrate Personal Chef Day without you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, don't even get me started on the airline food right now. So,
oh, well, possibly we'll get to that.
Those chefs need another lesson or two.
All right, Adam. Well, with that, why don't we turn our attention to This Week in History?
Well, it wouldn't be a week in history if I didn't honor Keith with our history quick hits. So why don't we jump right in, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right. This week in 1877, the first tournament at Wimbledon takes place. So if you're a tennis fan, this is a big week. Moving forward to the 1900s, in 1914, Babe Ruth makes his MLB debut, which I think is a lot of fun because, boy, is there a more famous name in baseball? I don't think so. All right. In 1925, the Scopes monkey trial begins. Toph, do you know about that one?
I do not.
Me neither. Moving on. 3 years later, in 1930, the building of the Hoover Dam begins. Now, that is a fascinating piece of engineering history. And if you get a chance to go there, I highly recommend that you do and take the tour. Don't cheap out.
Also, that would have been 5 years later.
Isn't that what I said?
You said 3 years later.
Oh, like a fool. I got to shake the rust off. I got to shake the rust off. Okay, so 15 years later, in 1945, the first atomic bomb test is successful. And I don't know if that first test was over what it does to a city, but Hiroshima and Nagasaki definitely understood what that meant.
And one of my favorite notes, although very tragic, is that there was a man who worked in one town where the first bomb was dropped, then drove home from work in time for the second bomb to drop.
Right.
And survived both.
Yeah. He's a real unlucky person there, if you ask me.
Yes.
And by that we say, sorry for your loss.
And by that we mean sorry for your loss.
Okay, now, to celebrate the first atomic bomb, we can celebrate the bombs that would drop for, like, the rest until modern day. In 1946, the bikini is introduced.
Possibly the greatest invention by man ever?
I can't think of a single better... thing. There are many other things that are cool, but nothing better than the bikini.
Well, I mean, the wheel is fine. Fire, cool. The internet, I got it. Fine. Yeah, all those
medicine,
are good.
I get, yeah, it works.
Electricity, indoor plumbing, yeah. All those are fine.
Yeah, antiseptics, cars, motorcycles, smokers.
Okay. The proper barbecuing techniques. All those are very fine inventions.
Yes, but what we need is the bikini. So we got it.
That's right.
In 1946. All right, moving forward 5 years, in 1951, Paris celebrates its 2000th birthday, my friend. The big 2000.
It's a big one. Oui.
Okay, I just want you to know I didn't blow past the milestone birthday. So, in your face, Tove. All right. In 1954, a sensationalized murder trial inspires The Fugitive. And that was a classic movie.
Sure was.
3 short years later, in 1957, John Lennon meets Paul McCartney for the first time, and obviously that would turn into a kind of a garage band that really didn't go anywhere, as we all know. And did you know that I am 2 degrees of separation away from Paul McCartney? I can get there.
And you don't even like the Beatles.
I don't like the Beatles, but I do like the members. I like John and Paul. Those are, you know, Ringo.
And who's the last one?
Ringo. Ringo Starr.
No, you've named 3. Who's the 4th one?
George Harrison?
Yes.
That wacky Beatle.
He might have been the least wacky, actually.
Yeah, I know. That was a deep cut from a Family Guy joke.
Hmm.
When Peter is the security guard at George Harrison's house, he hears a commotion and he's like, hey, keep it down, you wacky Beatle. And goes back to watching the sports game as he was being security guard.
Sure.
So Peter Griffin is the reason why he's no longer here. All right. So in your favorite year in mind, in 1969, Apollo 11 departs Earth, which I think is incredible.
Nice.
10 years later, in 1979, Skylab crashes to Earth. Oh, sweet irony. Okay, this is a cool one. In 1990, a pilgrim stampede kills 1,400. You don't often hear about pilgrim stampedes.
Right.
Especially not in modern day.
There are human beings that stampeded and killed 1,400 people.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like this loosely is in the same category as the pillow fight massacre.
Yeah, the Fort Pillow massacre. Yeah, total pillow fight. Yeah.
Or the Easter Rebellion.
Right.
All of these events are oddly similar.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, NBD.
Mm-hmm.
And to wrap it up, buddy, in 1996, Dolly becomes the first sheep that was successfully cloned. Actually, it's the first successfully cloned mammal in general. So Dolly the sheep, the first successfully cloned mammal in 1996.
Adam, how about the news?
Well, I love the news and jingles.
Adam, as I often do, I'd like to start this off with a question.
Copy that.
Would you take $1 million to be infected with HPV?
Ooh. Probably not. Million's not that much.
How about 5.2 million?
HPV? Man. I don't know, dude. Again, 5 million.
$5.2 million.
I mean, it's just kind of warts, but they're sexually transmitted. Can be. I don't know, man. Probably not. It's not my number. I have a number, but it's probably not that one.
What is your number, Adam, for being for contracting HPV?
I don't know. Maybe 100.
100 million?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't really want HPV, man.
All right, that's fair. Well, a Missouri woman was awarded $5.2 million in a settlement from insurance company Geico after contracting a sexually transmitted disease from a partner in his vehicle, which was insured by the company, and a Missouri Court of Appeals upheld that award.
What? Okay, now I wouldn't mind being awarded $5.2 million for contracting it, but I wouldn't like go volunteer for 5.2.
Yeah, so she had sex with a guy in his car, and he didn't tell her that he had a little gift that he gave to her after that encounter. And so after discovering this, she took it upon herself to submit a claim to Geico, his auto insurance company, where she alleged that her sexual partner negligently caused her to be infected with HPV by not taking proper precautions and neglecting to inform and or disclose his diagnosis.
Dude, I love that. I think that's
oh,
like...
and obviously she was alleging that, oh, by the way, since it happened in your car, then your auto insurance policy should cover my injuries and losses.
I mean, that's like the stroke of genius, right? Like, I bet Geico was like, crap, how did this happen? this is going to work? And then it does. And I mean, what a clever way to get paid for that.
Here's some more details on it. She made a final settlement offer to Geico for $1 million to resolve her claims.
Wow.
Geico denied it and refused her settlement offer. And so then the case went to an arbitrator. And the arbitrator said, you know what? I think you're right. You did have sex in that man's car, and it did directly cause you to be infected with the disease. And so that's when the arbitrator decided, so she didn't come up with this amount, but the arbitrator decided you should get not $1 million, but $5 million. They're the ones that came up with that amount.
So I recant, because if you offer me $5 million, like HPV clears itself out, according to cursory research on Google, in about 1 to 2 years. I might consider it.
Okay. Well, as you might expect, Geico then appealed the ruling. And so a 3-judge panel responsible for reviewing the appeal upheld the decision and said, yes, you should get $5 million.
I absolutely agree that Geico should have appealed that, because that's insane. Like, that's an absolutely insane claim. And what this sounds like to me is 4 people that wanted to stick it to the man.
Well, I mean, they could have settled for $1 million, Adam.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And not only did they say, yes, you do need to pay her $5 million, they went further and said, but you had no right to relitigate the case.
Dang. What?
Yeah, so she is owed the $5 million, and you never had a right to appeal it in the first place.
Wow. Jeez. And now there's precedent.
Right.
Now there's precedent.
Yes, and precedent is very dangerous.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Well, I don't have time for our next story.
Oh, come on, man.
In your absence, we did not resolve that issue.
Well, I gave you a whole month and you didn't do anything.
Well, we did have 2 episodes with quick hits, as you know.
Oh, so. I missed quick hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But I do have a headline.
Okay.
Jury finds the author of How to Murder Your Husband guilty of murdering her husband.
I love that so much. That's almost as cool as like OJ's book, like If I Did It.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I wonder what's going through her head about that. You know, like, I'm going to write this book. Oh, crap. Why are the police here?
All right, Adam, how about birthdays?
All right, dude. Birthdays are the best, and we're going to start it off with a real knockout.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so this is a person, and these are going to be quick, but I will address this one. Like, this is a person who, like, I freaking love the trash talk and think he's a terrible person. Conor McGregor turned 34. So now we will begin the birthday quick hits. So this week, Jessica Simpson turns 42. Sofia Vergara turns 50. That's the big 5-0, my friend, and she doesn't look a day over 21. Had to think carefully about my answer there. Ken Jeong turns 53. Barry Sanders turns 54. Will Ferrell turns 55. He's approaching that 60 line. Phoebe Cates turns 59. Forrest Whitaker, he's awesome, turns 61. Harrison Ford, the legend, turns 80. Sir Patrick Stewart, the other legend, turns 82. And Giorgio Armani turns 88. So, man, can you believe Harrison Ford is freaking 80, bro?
Hero. The man's a hero.
Yeah, he really is. He survived a nuclear blast, speaking of atomic bombs and a refrigerator.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I only have one person who was born on this day, but is now dead.
Bring it.
Nikola Tesla died in 1943 at the age of 87. Today he would have been 166.
Boy, what things he did for our society.
All right, Adam, we have just one more thing before we go today.
Okay.
So I saved this for you specifically. So we worked our way through your Argentinian road trip audio diary.
Yes.
In fact, I brought on an actual person from Argentina to listen to the conclusion of it.
Classic Toph.
But I saved my Las Vegas road trip audio diary for you, sir.
Man, that was like a short turn. You're in and out.
Well, to your point, whereas you like Las Vegas quite a bit, I couldn't like Las Vegas any less. And so I intentionally squeezed a 3-day trip into about 10 hours.
Well, I mean, that sounds something like exactly like something you would do.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You're a man of sheer will and focus.
And so it comes in two parts. And here is part number one.
Well, good morning. This is Toph. This is how I talk. And this is part one of my Toph Goes to Las Vegas road trip audio diary. Got a series of wins and losses. Let me just go over those so far. First one, big loss. Alarm went off at 3:30. Had to be at the airport for an early flight. Huge loss. Got in the car a little bit late. Second loss. But then got to the airport on time. But then had my third loss. Had a bit of a challenge finding a decent parking space. But then I rebounded. Well, sort of, because when I got to security, there was a massive crowd there, was super concerned. But then my first win got through security pretty quickly. And also in security, ran into one of my good buddies from the office, because this is a business trip. And now I'm already on my way to the gate, and I will check in. Oh, one other thing, also kind of a loss. I intended on going on this trip with absolutely nothing in my hand, no luggage, no anything, because one of my big wins, it's only going to be a one-day trip, flying out this morning, flying back this evening. So I was going to go empty-handed, except then someone said, hey, can you bring 100 sugar cookies and deliver them to us by hand? Yes, of course I can. So instead, I've got about a 40-pound backpack full of sugar cookies. All right, so I'll check in later, hopefully with part two. Done, Pete.
Okay, let me just say, like, I can't fathom ever traveling with nothing anymore. I'm a tech dude. I got so much stuff that I have to carry. And since you were the cookie mule, I recently did that to one of my colleagues who's in Canada. We were meeting up in New York. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, you have to bring me some all-dressed chips. Like, you keep promising me, then you never do. So he's like, all right, I got you. So he goes to the store and buys like 15, literally 15 different types of all dress chips.
Oh,
he
wow.
He had to check the bag, and that bag ended up getting him stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like his bag got pulled and made him miss his flight.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you get your chips?
I did. Yeah, the food mule came through in the clutch. So, you know, you're in good company with my buddy Sean.
Yeah, well, I was a little disappointed that I thought I was going to go to the airport and literally walk into the airport and onto a plane with nothing in my hands.
Yeah, that was also foolish thinking. A fool's errand, if you will.
No, that would have been awesome. That's the way to do it.
I agree, but the chances of that happening, very slim.
All right, Adam. That brings us to the end of this episode of This Week Today.
Boo!
I know, I agree. But I do have some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline, Adam, is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Custom... Thank you to our friend Phil Rood for our custom logo. For my pal Lord Saunders, welcome back to the show. I'm your co-host, Toaf. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
I like that. Thank you to our custom logo for our friend Phil. Later.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.